I just after what we worshiped today, the Lord just said, turn to Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. As we sang that today, I saw the robe fill the temple, just touching people. And the angels were helping and letting the anointing and the aromas, Clive talked about it, there was a fragrance of the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. Above it stood seraphims. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. And with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And that's when we just want to seek his face, when we want to see him, when we want to touch him. And this is what I believe is a shaking happening right now. I don't know who's feeling a shaking in your families and in circumstances and situations. There's something that is shaking. God is shaking things, and sometimes it looks not good, but God is in it and he's doing things. Like this week, I had so much bad news from our family. There's one that's got progressive, very fast cancer. There's another one that's only got, my cousin only got days to live. And I'm going, Lord, I don't even want to pick up the phone. My son-in-law had such a accident on his motorbike, and he's really smashed up. And just, I've been trying to help them and look after them. My granddaughter was in hospital. And then my son is going to Tauranga next week. And I'm saying, God, there's a shaking in this family. There's a shaking in this family. And my niece who rang up to say that she's got cancer, but I believe God's going to heal her. But she was angry. She said, I'm angry at God. He took my mother, which was my twin sister. He took my father. I've never had hardly a mother. She was only about three when Pauline died. She said, I'm just so angry. I'm so angry. And I said, you are looking to the wrong person to be angry. I said, God brings love. God brings healing. Jesus went on the cross. There's power in the blood. It's the enemy that you should be cross with, you should be angry with, that you should be just, it's him that brings destruction. It's not God. God is the one that we look to. God is the one that brings life abundantly. And she was a Christian and she's backslidden. And I just spoke with such authority. And I said, look up to God, he's your help. And the Lord said to me, she's going to be all right. And so I said that to her, and she said, I feel peace. I feel the peace of God. And she's been so far away, but there's a shaking. My son-in-law in the accident, he's changing. He's changing. Something's happening. It's like God is doing something in their lives. My daughter came around. I was able to share with her the things of God like never before. And all this chaotic and chaos. And I'm saying, God, you know, I don't want to hear anything more. But there's a shaking because their names are in that basket. And God wants to bring them back into salvation. You know, and there is a shaking, but in it, God is moving. We are going to see, we are in a time that we've never been before, where God is moving, and he's shifting things, and he's putting things in place, and the things that we've prayed for, and the things that we have really, just really gone into the heavenlies, and said, God, enough is enough. The enemy is defeated. The enemy is under your feet.
Yes.
I actually wanted to bring a whole lot of snakes today that you stood on them and you just said, the enemy is under our feet. He is under our feet. He comes to steal and he comes to destroy and he comes to kill. But God comes to bring life abundantly. Hallelujah. Neil. And there's an acceleration of what God is doing right now. There's acceleration. And God, the enemy's tried to kill my family off. But God is saying, I'm arising in your family. I'm going to break through. I'm going to shine. I'm going to bring them into the kingdom. And I just feel something is happening now because we're praying and we're believing. We've waited for so long. We are in such a time as this. And I cannot say it any more clearer. But it is to have short accounts with God. It's to seek His face. It's to say, God, what is it you want me to do? I'm just going to finish the scripture. Hallelujah. And the post of the door was shaken by the voice of him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke. I've been in a place in a meeting where the building was shaking with the presence of the Lord and the whole house filled with smoke. And Clive would tell you, we were there in Phoenix. You felt the presence. And I went out to the bathroom, and when I came back, the whole place was filled with smoke. It was absolutely so thick. And this is what God is doing in this hour. But, you know, Isaiah. So I said, woe is me, for I'm undone. And I believe that's what, I had a week of being undone. I promise you, I had a week of being so undone and so in self-pity and so being stretched. Can you come here, Mum? Can you do this, Mum? Can you do this? You know, because I was needed. And then you hear all the other news and I'm going, I'm only one person here, Lord. I'm only one person, but God said, Trish, you have authority in me. Yes. Wow. But this is Isaiah, I'm undone because I'm a man of unclean lips. And I know that all of us can say that. I muttered and moaned this week. I was a person of unclean lips. I was saying negativity. Things were, you know, I was just going, God, why don't you just rapture me into heaven? It'd be easier. Get me out of here. And I was feeling undone. And because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. And that's what God's saying today. We can be so negative and so gossipy and so slanderous, but, you know, God's saying, you know, when we have seen, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You know, just one minute in the presence of God changes everything. Just 1 minute in His presence. Wow. Just go there. You know, when you're in touch with the Holy Spirit, when you've seen the Lord, He's high and lifted up. There's times when God takes you so close that you can smell Him, you can feel Him, because the veil has been pulled apart. We can go right into the Holy of Holies. Just go there. Go there. Just go there in the Spirit. I can see, just to see Him. You know, when we... Oh, thank you. From my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. My eyes have seen the King. We want to see Him. We want to see You, Lord. We want this place to be an activity of Your glory. We want this place where You can come and dwell. We want this place, Father, this is Your place to build. We don't want to build it in vain. We just want it to be a place where You can come, where You can dwell, that we are a people, Lord of unclean lips. We are a people that seek Your face. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he'd taken from the tongs from the altar. Then he touched my mouth with it, and he said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged. And then as we sang today, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, "Here am I, send me." And he said, "Go and tell the people." And you see, God is saying, he wants us to be people of clean lips. He wants us to be people that will say, "Send me." You know, many times I've said, "Lord, send me. I want to be used. I want to go. I want to be." I love it when I get out, and especially Chartwell, and just able to share the gospel. I've shared the gospel even in my pain and agony this week a couple of times. And I tell you what, it changes the atmosphere. It takes you out of your self-pity. As soon as you talk to someone about Jesus, he loves it. You feel the love of the Lord, and he gives you wisdom, he gives you insight, and you speak into their lives. You know, I was so blessed this week, because in my perturbed state, feeling, you know, God, what else can go wrong? I had two people that rang me up with a prophetic word. It changed my day. Changed my day. Absolutely changed my day. You know, I've been really grieving about me and the boys going to Tauranga. It's just an ache in my heart. And this beautiful person that rang me said, "It's right in God. He's going to find God when he goes to Tauranga." And it was like, I can release him now. I can release them knowing that they're going to be touched with his presence and with his glory. We have to be, I have the anointing on me because it's such an urgent time. And I just believe, I just want people that have been through a battle this week, I want to stand and I want to pray over you and I want to break the powers of the enemy. So if you've had a bad week, if you need a good healing, if you need where you need breakthrough, please just stand. We're going to do battle today. We're going to do battle today because the enemy comes to steal, kill and destroy. But God comes to give you the authority and the sword. You know, we have a staff and a scepter. We have a power and anointing. We have it, you know. And I just want to stand with you today. And let's believe, you know, Jesus took everything upon the cross, didn't he? That through salvation, we have the Holy Spirit in us. We have power. We have anointing. We have his presence. So, Father, you know, I love it. God's eyes go to and fro the earth, and he sees the ones whose faces are towards him. And I want you all just to look to the heavens now. Just look to him. And his eyes are upon you. And he's going to break the situation that you've been going through. Father God, I want to take authority over everything that has been happening to each person. Father, you know what they've been going through. Lord, you know the battle. And Lord, I thank you that the battle belongs to you. And this morning, Father God, I just pray that, Lord, you will just come and you will strengthen them. Lord, you will fill them with the glory of you. Lord, you will give them hope. Lord, you will give them a purpose and a destiny. And Father, I break every stronghold of witchcraft, everything where the enemy has tried to come to absolutely disappoint and bring disillusionment. I lift that off you right now. Every spirit of disillusionment, I break it now in Jesus' name. And I break the power of it. Every bit of opposition, every lying spirit that has been formed against you, every word that has cursed you, I pull it down in Jesus' name. And I just want you now just to see the cross of Jesus before you. Just visualize it. You're going to go into a vision. Visualize the cross of Jesus. Just see the blood of Jesus washing over you. The power that is in the blood. The power that is in the cross. Jesus took everything upon the cross. Every curse that's been formed against you, he's pulling it down now through the precious blood of Jesus. I just feel he's breaking soul ties away from some people here that have been manipulated and controlled. And God is saying that I am cutting through and breaking soul ties right now, which have manipulated and which has controlled you. And I break it. I break the authority of it. In Jesus' name. Every bit, I cut soul ties. And I separate you from every person that would dictate and manipulate and control you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let the power of the anointing come. And Lord, where they have been attacked with sickness, where they've been attacked in their minds, where they've been attacked with, Lord, that physically and strength is gone. Father, we come now and we just say, Lord, let the healing power of Jesus come on bodies today. That where the enemy has tried to attack, we just say, God, we release in Jesus' name. Just come. I'm just going to this. Now, some of you have been strangulated in the spirit. Okay, I'm seeing this in spirit realm. And some of you, if you have felt that you've been strangulated and constricted, can you just put your hand up so I know how many? Whoa. Now, this is like, and just don't get perturbed about this, but it's like a python snake in the spirit has come to try and restrict you, to try and kill you, try to strangulate around your throat. We're just going to get rid of that. Please don't get frightened, but this is, we have the authority. Father, we break every python spirit right now, and I, ones that are ministering, just pull it off them, and I just pull off those snakes that have been around you, constricting your heart, constricting your throat, constricting your movements, constricting every part of you where you've been strangulated. I pull it off in Jesus' name. And I want you to see the snake at your feet, and I want you to put a sword through the snake. Put a sword right through the snake. Chong. Right through. Boom. Kill it. Kill it. Now stand on it. Just do it. Just stand on it. Under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. It's under my feet. The enemy is under my feet. Whew. Freedom is in this house. Freedom is in this house. Freedom, freedom, freedom. It's gone. I want you to breathe in the Holy Spirit now. Whew. Where this thing's attacked your mind, it's been released. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that feels better. Whew. Victory we have in Jesus Christ.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I've been sitting there. And I've been through battles. But we've got to remain, where are we praying from? Are we here, or are we seated with Christ in heavenly places? That's our position. We are more than conquerors. He has delivered and set us free. In my situation, two of my granddaughters married to worship leaders. Their marriages have broken. Now, you know, that's the enemy. He hates the worshippers, doesn't he? But God, and he's for us, he's not against us. And where he is, he's in us. We are more than conquerors. And we are going to stand firm in God's word, that he will perfect that which concerneth us.
Yes. Oh, let's give the Lord another clap offering. Yes. I'm going to get back to these. But as Doris has been saying in Romans 8:37, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You know, conquerors, they conquer in wars. You know, armies go and they conquer. And we are greater than conquerors because we have the authority. It says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of... Oh, my voice is going. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. You know, it's... Nothing will hurt you. I love it. The enemy's under our feet. Just all those little snakes and Satan is being defeated. We've got to shine with the glory of his presence. This is the hour for us to shine with his glory. Oh, I've got a lovely scripture about that. I just found it. Yeah, where is it? Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And it says, he who has ears, let him hear. And that's what I'm trying. I think I'm shouting at you. But I want you to hear of the hour that we're in and the anointing that we're in. And God wants us to rise up. See, the enemy comes in and steals your destiny. He steals your ministry. He comes in and he just says, you're no good, you're useless, you can't do this, you can't do that. That is a lie of the enemy. Yes. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes. Hallelujah. And we're going to be healed. There's going to be a move. Well, it started. A move of God. We've had some miracles. Who was one that was...
I'd been suffering with sciatica for about 3-4 months. Absolutely to the point that I couldn't walk, cried. And God showed me one afternoon while Kevin was down on the beach fishing what the problem was, who the problem was. The problem was me. It was just things that I'd said and spoken about Kevin's problems with his illness. And the Lord showed me that, I think it was Matthew 7, what you speak out that you shall have. And that is exactly what happened. I repented and haven't had not even a skerrick of pain since. I can run, walk, jump, do whatever. Praise God, yeah.
But you see, I just love what Helena said. It was what was coming out of her mouth that was a curse on her body. And as soon as she asked God to forgive her and her attitude changed, yes. Yeah, as I said, I got these prophetic words and it made me rise up again in the spirit. When you encourage one another and if you get a scripture for somebody or, you know, God puts a person on your heart, just say, God, do you want me to ring them? Do you want me to tell them? Because I had people ring me this week and then I got out, I think Annette gave me this, but I got out my decreeing book. And I started decreeing over my circumstances, over my family, over my children, over my ministry, over my health, over, and I'm going, whoo, and you go to bed just full of the glory and filled up with the presence of God. This is Patricia King's, and it's decree a thing, and it shall be established. I believe we're going to see the most amazing, amazing miracles and healing. I'm in a place with my medication that I have to be healed because the side effects of what I'm on is not good for me. And it's like, God, you know, this is a time I've got to be healed. You know, and I just find sometimes you're on medication and it suits you and you don't worry about your sickness. But then when it's changed and then things happen and then you realize, hey, I'm not in a good place. I need God. That's when you get out the communion and bread. This is what I should have been doing all the time. We have authority in God. Communion, 3 times a day. It's good. If you're sick, get the wine and the bread out and take it. It's decreeing and establishing the blood of Jesus, the bread, the body of Jesus, the cross of Jesus. I've been listening to Steve Hill. He passed away, but his messages on the cross and on the blood of Jesus is so powerful. And he's on holiness and purity, and he does not muck around. You're going to hell. Yes, he'll tell you. You're going to hell. If you don't get your life right with Jesus, you're off to hell. And it's, but his message, it just goes right into your spirit. See, we've milked everything, and we can't do it anymore. Well, you know, a lot of churches don't even talk about hell and don't even believe in hell. But there is a hell. See, Doris, can you just share short that prophetic word you got for my son-in-law? Can you remember it?
God's doing so much. He is moving very quickly this year. Yes, and we were warned about the bad. It was going to come, okay? But it was the best outpouring of God we're going to experience, and we've started to experience that. No, I rang Clive, and it was when I was sitting before the Lord, and he said, if it had not been for the prayers of this lady for her family, for her son-in-law, he would be in hell.
And it was saying if he had been just a millimeter higher, he would have been dead. He the car that he hit, the motor is out on the ground. He has hit it with such impact, and his head hit the windscreen, and if he didn't have his helmet and that on, but it's like, you know, he's got 5 cracks in his back bones, his hands, his legs, his feet. But he discharged himself out of hospital, and that's where we've been so busy. But it's like, and it's like there's an attitude changing in him. There's not the mocking, there's not the, you know, something's happening, and because I'm praying more, but God is touching him. You know, because I don't know who I was talking to, it might have been Shirley, but I want, when I die, I want to know that all my children are saved and are going to be in heaven. I don't want to go until they are all into the kingdom of God. And I just feel there's an urgency at this present moment. It's not to miss out on who you are in God. You know, there's evangelist here, and God's going to rise you up even greater. That as you speak, the love of God is going to flow through you. It's not going to be hard, but the prophetic is going to flow right through you. I see that for you, Dennis. The prophetic, you're going to just go up and you're going to know all about them. And that's what God, that's where God is taking us to. The Lord has been unraveling to me. I've just been, as I've been sitting, all about their family and this, what's been happening with the children. He's unraveled it all to me so clearly, and I've never seen it before. And I'm going, now I know why that happened. Now I know what's that. And it's like, God, and I'm going to share it. But something's happening, even though it was a week, you know, that was like, with my cousin that's only got a few days, God, I was in my dream, and I woke up tears, and I won't say the name because it goes on here, but the person's name, and I just said, they're dead. And anyway, I rang up my sister and I said, how is he? And she said, I don't know. And then the next day she said, he's only got a few days to live. So God's got me praying for his salvation, because he's dead in sin and he needs Jesus. And God has prepared me, and I know that he will come into the kingdom because I have the authority to pray. I know that he will find Jesus. He's got a daughter that is so on fire for God that has been sharing to him. And those words are going to go into his heart, into his mind. He's going to know Jesus. And it's like my Uncle Keith, he died just before, it might have been a year ago, but he rang up and he said, I've got bad news, I've only got a week to live. And I said, Uncle Keith, you've always mocked me and called me a Bible basher and a dipper because you dip people in baptism. You've always mocked me for who I am, but I want to tell you that Jesus loves you. The Jesus that loves me loves you. And you need to know him. And then I wrote out a Christmas card, and I wrote it all out, you know, because we were mocked. But I always believed that people knew that we had something. And they, you know, they don't know how to handle it. You know, when you get too close to Jesus, people want to run. But when it comes to the time when we go to glory, see, and I believe God's saying, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're 100 today or you're young as. God is saying this to us. And it came out in worship. Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Will we say, here am I, send me? I just want to activate what God has put on your life right from birth. I want to activate it again. You know, I was listening to John. You know that evangelist with the dreadlocks? Todd White. I was listening to Todd White, but this spoke to me so much. And I want this in a good way for you to hear it. But he was saying that, you know, when you're conceived, he said there was thousands, millions, 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 millions of sperm that came to find the egg to ovulate. And God picked out one out of all the million. He chose you and chose that special sperm to connect with the egg of the mother to make who you are today. And when I heard that, I just went, wow, God. He made two of us, but Pauline and I were two different people. We were so different. And the Lord took Pauline when we were 27. But it's like, God, he chose, he made you. He formed you in your mother's womb. He made you beautiful. He knew exactly what fingers you were going to have. If you were going to be a musician, if you're going to be on a guitar, he made you. I always think, why he gave me my ears? But in heaven, I'll be made different. I don't worry about them now, but as a kid, it was a big thing. My ears, my twin had these little ears and I had these ears that stuck out. All the better, see, hearing the word of God. I get the positive out. But he wanted me like that. He made us in the image of God. Is this awakening us? I just want you to awaken in the Spirit of God today. I just want you to take your anointing. I just feel a lot of us have been under a dark cloud. And God said, I'm blowing the wind of the Holy Spirit, the fire of God. You know, we do need to make business with God. We need to keep short account. To not have anything of unforgiveness. You had to awaken Isaiah's destiny. And I just feel, because he just, as Dennis brought this song today, God said, this is for today. He wants to awaken your destiny. As Isaiah, he saw what he was. He was a man of unclean lips. He saw it, but he saw the Lord. He was connected to the Lord. He looked up, he saw. And there was a trembling. There was a shaking. There was a cloud that came into the place. Foundations are being shaken. Foundations of my family are being shaken. Yes. Sometimes the foundations of this church are being shaken. Yes. But God brings it for his purposes and his plans. Yes. And Isaiah found his destiny that day. And I just want you to stand, and I'm going to get Dennis and Melissa just to sing, to bring that song again. But I just want to awaken what is in you. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your word, which is so alive. And Lord, it says, woe am I, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips. But my eyes have seen the King. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of Lords. We need to see him. Wow. Whoa, yes. He touched my mouth with the coal. Wow. Your iniquity is taken away. You know, that's what I love about God. Yesterday's gone. This is a new day. Through the cross of Jesus, soon as we confess, I was saying, God, I feel lukewarm because I've been so busy, so involved, and the enemy's got me just so feeling this, you know, self-pity. As soon as God said, you can step out of that, Trish, and this is a new day and this is new beginnings. And I'm just saying, you can step out, even a word you've said, just let it go. You know, if you want a coal put on your mouth, if you've said things, if you've sworn, if you've blasphemed, if you've criticized, if you've slandered, if you've put people down, if you've been in judgment, let there be a coal upon your mouth today. So I just want to activate now the anointing that has been placed upon you, what God has purposed and planned for you to do. Just the apostolic people, let it be, Lord, they rise up. The preachers of the word, Lord, let it be refreshed. Thank you, Jesus. Let the prophets rise up again. Let them have a word in season that they will speak it out. Let the intercessors rise up and rise up and rise up and have visions and dreams. And I just want you to say, God, here am I, send me. So let's sing this song. If you want to come forward, you can. If you just want to sit in your seats, however you want God to touch you, let him touch you. He wants to touch you today. He wants to touch you today. He's just told me that I want to touch them. I want to renew their strength. I want to renew their destinies. I want to renew who they are in me.